post-match interview.
It's time to go inside the St Mary's camp now with vanquished co-coach Travis Robertson, who's standing alongside our own Jane Birch.
Well, it's good to see that Robbo's still got a smile on his face, and we've been having a bit of a giggle here. But in all seriousness, commiserations on losing that one. It was such a tight one in the end. They really could have gone either way with that final kick. I just wanted to ask you about the style of play in that last quarter, particularly, that was really notable from St Mary's. South Bowen was setting up really well defensively and not allowing you to play quickly, which is, bit of a trademark from St Mary's. And so you had to chip the ball around, which was still effective. You got a goal on the back of one of those possession chains. Was that frustrating the team, do you think, in the last quarter, and you would have preferred to be able to go a bit quicker?
Yeah, look, we identified a few weeks back and watching them play last week that they do defend well. And I think we've kicked 6 goals today, and I think we kicked 7 the last time we played them. So they are able to stop us from scoring. So we did try to hold on to the footy, because bombing the footy with speed sometimes just gives them the ball back, and they're pretty good at slingshot. So it worked at times, but kicking 6 goals won't win you many games of footy. So we've got to find a different avenue.
And perhaps you wouldn't have thought that you would be playing next week. You might have another week off, or resting injured players and that sort of thing, getting yourself cherry ripe for the big one. But you'll be back next week, and so you'll either play the winner of tomorrow's game, Colac or Leopold. You'll obviously come along and have a look at that one. Who would be your preferred matchup in the prelim if you could just choose someone?
Neither.
I better say Colac, because Rowan will be cranky otherwise. He's been a bit cranky lately. But whoever comes, I think, that obviously wasn't the plan. But when you finish on top, you give yourself a second chance, which is what we spoke about after the game. We'll go back, lick our wounds, get back into it tomorrow, and see whoever comes, and hopefully win a game of footy.
Takes 4 quarters to lose a game of footy, Robbo, but there'll be one moment that we all talk about, and that's Paddy's shot after the siren. Do you wrap your arms around him, or is he the kind of kid that'll just go, well, I didn't kick it, we move on, and we've got a preliminary final next week?
Yeah, no, we'll just move on. Paddy will move on. We'll all move on. They're one of those ones that, childhood hero, childhood dreams, but unfortunately for Paddy, it didn't happen. I think he had 2 shots in the last 5 minutes. Unfortunately, both weren't able to go through the big one, so yeah. That's okay.
The work done by their defensive transition, and Birchie touched on it, they just didn't allow you to move the ball the way you wanted to. Do you think you were patient enough? Is there sometimes you just felt that you could have just held it a little bit longer, but sometimes just tried to bite off more than you could chew?
You should become a coach, Kingy. It's exactly what we spoke about at halftime, that sometimes we did go too fast and just didn't let the game play out. This footy ground, there's plenty of space, and we just didn't kind of find that. But, look, as I said, I think if we get a chance to play him again, we'll need to think of a few things different.
Early in the game, we sort of touched on McMullen potentially being somebody who could have been a good defensive matchup inside 50. There were some inside 50 marks taken early by South Bowen. In the end, they didn't dominate that area, but you do have some options for next week. Guys running around in the twos, McMullen, Jansen, Chergwin, among 3 that just off the top of my head,
Loftus.
Kane Loftus, Luke Bartolo. Will you look at changing things up potentially depending on your opponent?
Yeah, I think so. Trent's obviously had an interrupted season given his work is priority number one. So he got back yesterday. So he's at least in the country full-time now, so that helps. We'll have a look at him, and have a look at a few others. But, obviously when you don't win the game of footy, you have to make some changes.
And the structure of your team, Robbo, probably with, especially now knowing that you're going to play South Bowen in the grand final if you win next week, in terms of having him behind the ball with their tools, McMullen.
Yeah, so yeah. I think, if Trent, not having Trent in the side probably just doesn't help, the Charlie Sprague sort of flexibility as well. And Trent has flexibility as well. So that's certainly something we'll look at during the week and contemplate that for next week.
Thought Jesse Travellini was really good for you today. He seemed to play further up the ground on the wing, and he certainly got involved in a lot of contests for you throughout the game.
Yeah, Jesse's had a terrific footy season. That was obviously a game plan of ours to play Jesse higher, because he's such a good ball user that we wanted the ball in his hands and try and pierce through them. He had a terrific game of footy today.
Speaking with Travis Robertson, St Mary's co-coach, thanks to the drain man. Block drains cleared fast. Here's Matty Kershaw on Carrick Footy.
Robbo, I don't think it was all doom and gloom for your defensive half, because,
take Fort out of the equation, because I thought Fort was very good today. You kept Broughton to three possessions. Caldo took only a few marks. Bosley didn't hit the scoreboard. So I think if you had got that before the game given to you, you would take that every day of the week.
Yeah, I think, I mean, we just chatted about that after the game. We're not definitely not disappointed in how our defensive structure worked. It's, you know, it's not the best game of footy to watch in terms of scoring capability, but the two sides can defend each other, and that's the bit we need to sort out. Is we actually need to hit the scoreboard a bit more, because we can defend them as well.
Yeah,
good point. And we talked, you just talking then about you know, your speed on the ball, and that's when obviously St Mary's are at their best with speed on the ball. I just thought at times the connection between the ball carrier and the forwards, you know, it wasn't great going inside your forward 50. It looked like at times it was really disconnected, and you really struggled to sort of find that forward 50 mark. Did you feel that throughout the game at times?
Yeah, I did. I don't think we would have had a lot of inside 50 marks. And we knew that. I mean, that's probably, you know, a little bit on us as coaches during the week. We certainly had a game plan that we wanted to play, and I think in the end it's probably had its negatives, and that's the beauty about it, Kirsch.
We
go back to the drawing board, and sometimes it's okay to admit you made a mistake, but it's how you learn from those.
Yeah, and do not, Trav, you had the double chance and you get to use it next week. It won't be the first time you've had to use a preliminary final to get to a grand final. Your players are well versed in that, and you'll take that opportunity, and hopefully we'll see you again in a fortnight's time out at Leopold. But we'll definitely see you next Saturday. Looking forward to it at Leopold Memorial Park. And, well, you wait for Colac or Leopold tomorrow, and no doubt you'll be sniffing around tomorrow to see what you can glean out of those two.
Sniffing, yes. No worries.
I hope you win, Robbo, because you're now real grumpy. Will you?
Oh, cut it out, mate. I'm not grumpy. I've moved on. It's just a game of footy. We'll be right.
Travis, commiserations. Thanks for joining us. Appreciate your time as always. See you next Saturday.
No worries, lads. See you, boys. Mate.
Travis Robbo joining us on K-Rock Footy.
The post-match interview.